Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I want to praise you and thank you and worship you for the privilege to teach your word. I want to thank you for this book we call the Word of God, which is the most magnificent book in all the world. And this book is your word, every word of it. It means exactly what it says with no deviations. It is the infallible Word of God. When we get the right revelation and understanding, we can stand on this book. So, Father, thank you for the word as it goes out today. Reveal the truth to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to press on here, and we're going to talk about this Daniel, this book of Daniel, chapter 3. This is a magnificent book, but I'll tell you, we don't understand the things that are in this book. Now, as we press on here, we left off yesterday at Daniel chapter 3, verse 15, where that the Nebuchadnezzar was telling the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said, if you will bow down and worship this image. Now, we found out this golden image was 90 feet tall, and 9 feet wide. That's a great big golden image to be standing up out there on the desert. And he was demanding that everybody bow down and worship this idol. And he told them, he said, if you worship it, in verse 15, he said, now, if you be ready. Now, of course, the title of this message yesterday and today is what outstanding great faith will do and how that outstanding great faith moves the hand of God. Now, the reason so many of us do not get things from the Lord is because we don't act on that great faith that he expects us to have. But these young men had faith beyond your wildest dreams. I want to show you that they had no fear whatsoever. They had already been told previously that if they didn't bow down and worship this golden image when the music sounded, that they would be cast alive into a fiery burning furnace. But they didn't. Like I said yesterday, I think of the people that whenever we're told that we can't talk about Jesus in the workplace, how we just cow down and we won't say anything and we're so afraid of our jobs. Well, I tell you, I'd a whole lot rather be afraid of God than man. So I'm not about to be afraid of man. All man can do to you is fire you or kill your flesh. But you need to be afraid of him that can throw your spirit and soul into hell. And that's God the Father, and I'm not going to denounce him under no conditions. But anyway, these young men here, they were not going to denounce the Lord either. It says here that he said, whenever you see this music, if you will bow down to this music, you know, then well, I will not kill you. I'll not throw you in the fiery furnace. Well, he was going to give them another chance. But he said, if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And then who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Well, now here again, this is how little we know about our God. We don't believe he can do anything. We believe he's in heaven. We believe he's sitting up there. He's an old man, and he just don't know what's going on down here on earth. Well, let me tell you, he's God, and he's in control, and he's a faith God, and faith is what moves his hand, as we're going to find out here in just a minute, because they were really threatened, and they were told that if they didn't bow down, they would be thrown in a burning, fiery furnace, and then what God is there? There is no God, Nebuchadnezzar's telling them, that can deliver you out of my hands. I'm in control. Well, let me tell you, if you're walking in faith, that's not true. If you're walking in faith, God is in control. But look what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said. They answered and said unto the king, they're nice to him, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. What matter? Of throwing you into the furnace and bow down in worship. Verse 17 says, if it be so that you do throw us in this fiery furnace, if it be so that you do what you said you're going to do, that you're going to throw us into this fiery furnace, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fire furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hands, O king. Now, I don't hear a single bit of doubt in those young men's voice. In their hearts, they are totally, completely convinced that their God is, just like they said, our God is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hands, O king. Now, I don't know about you, but if I ever heard a declaration of faith, that's it. I heard another declaration of faith over there whenever the little kid, David, came up there, and there was a scene, and again, there was a big giant. This guy was 9 or 10 feet tall also, and had a big giant sword, and he was going to kill all these Israeli men, and they were all afraid of him. But this little bitty guy, teenage kid, David, he said, who is that uncircumcised Philistine that's making all those claims? He says, the God we serve, I mean, he can get him. And he said, I will kill him and I will cut his head off. Well, David's confession was what God honored. And he let that little rock out of that slingshot hit that giant right between the eyes and killed him right there. And then David went over and cut off his head and won the victory. Well, it's amazing. It makes no difference with God how little or how big you are, but it's your confession that makes a difference with God. If your confession is right, he is there to show up. Just like they said there, if it be so that you do throw us in the fiery furnace, our God is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. He will set us free out of your hands. But then verse 18, it seems to be where so many people misunderstand this verse. But if not what? You know, in other words, people say, well, but if he does not deliver us out of your hands, no, that's not what that means at all. There's no way that can be what that means. Now, this is where this young man and I had the discussion, really totally disagreed. I don't see how it's so difficult, to read this and read it right. But it says, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand. But if not, now where he says, but if not, people tend to think that says, but if not, he does not deliver us out of the fire. But that's not at all what these young men are saying. The question they're talking about here is that if it be so that you throw us in the furnace, but if not, you don't throw us in the furnace. That's what he's trying to say there. But if not, that you do not throw us in the furnace, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve your gods nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Now, the reason that's got to be what that says is because think about it in this light. If you were trying to say that if not, in other words, if what some people try to say this verse says in verse 18, but if not, you do not deliver us out of the fire. If our God does not deliver us out of the fire, then the rest of that statement could not make any sense at all. It says, be it known unto you, O king, that we will not serve your God nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Now, let me tell you, if God does not deliver them out of the fiery furnace, that rest of that statement is going to be crazy, because there's no way these men are going to be able to serve or not to serve Nebuchadnezzar's God if God does not deliver them out of the furnace. Because if he don't deliver them out of the furnace, they're going to burn up in that fire. And so they're going to be crispy critters, and there's going to be no way that they can do anything. They're going to be gone from this earth. So if you read it in context about what the message is trying to say, and then when you get down to verse 17, and they say, if it be so that you do throw us in the furnace, our God is well able, and he will deliver us out of that fire. But if not, you do not throw us in the furnace, then we will still not serve your God. In other words, if you change your mind and you find that we're not going to go there, we're not going to bow down and worship you, and if you decide not to throw us in the furnace, then we will not worship your God. And when you look at that, it says, then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage or his body was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he commanded them that they should heat the furnace 7 times hotter than it was. Whenever they heated this furnace up 7 times, and as he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind up or tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were brought in. They were bound. They were brought in by their coats. And they were tied up with their coats and their hose or their socks and their hats and their other garments. And they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire even slew or burned up the men that took them up there. In other words, the men that went to throw them in were killed. That's how hot the fire was. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Wow, what a test. That is what I call an absolute ultimate test. They fell into the flames of that fiery burning furnace. And then it says, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished, and he rose up in haste and spoke and said unto his counselors, did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, oh, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see 4 men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the force is like the Son of God. Can you imagine this? These men, because of their great faith, the fire of a furnace could not touch these young men. Now, if you have that same kind of faith, there is no devil in hell can touch you if you're walking in obedience to God's word and you have that kind of trust in the word of God and you know that God that you and me serve is well able, and he wants to deliver you through your sickness and disease or through the fiery furnace or anything else. If you get a hold of this book, you can do mighty things with the word of God. And when you get a hold of it and you begin to believe it, it will change your life forever. It most definitely has mine. You know, I have seen the Lord heal and deliver so many people. Get a hold of the word of God. Walk holy before him. And then believe what is written, and you can do the same thing these 3 Hebrew children did. If you'd like some of our video and audio teaching tapes, if you'll give us a call at 940-242-2106, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. If you want to contact us on the web, we're at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order our free and postpaid video and audio tapes. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Praise his holy name.